To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Tour set, pop!
Today was my day off. I had a 3-day weekend this week, which was really nice because you and Jordan came to visit and then Corey's parents came to visit. So we were just like entertaining and having people over like for almost 2 weeks straight. So to have a 3-day weekend, it's been really nice.
Yeah.
And so for today, what I did to relax is I went and got a massage, which I haven't done in forever. And it was so peaceful. My whole body like completely zenned out and like my day has been really great because of it. So I just wanted to share that because it's just been really great.
That's so awesome. Some self-care.
Self-care, I love that. Self-love.
I love that you have this 3-day weekend and you were able to take time to kind of like relax and recuperate from entertaining and working so much and
working so much. Gosh.
Well, we got our air conditioning fixed, which is awesome. It's been out.
Oh, that is so nice. I know that it's been out for a couple of days now. That has to be really hard in the heat.
In the heat, we had to go buy a fan, but here in Kansas City, it's been so hot and I hate the heat already. Like I don't leave my apartment because it's hot outside. Like really.
Yeah.
So we got that fixed today, which is awesome.
I bet there's a lot of relief with that, too. Just knowing you don't have to worry about it anymore. But being hot and uncomfortable is the worst. In your own home.
In our own home. And it's so hard to sleep.
Yeah.
Ooh. So hard to sleep when it's like 85 degrees. Oh, but very happy and blessed to have this air conditioning back. So, by the way, guys, welcome back.
Welcome back.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I cannot stop singing Heartbeat. It's such a fucking beautiful song.
I can't either. Or I've really loved watching all of the episodes for American Hustle Live and cannot wait to record our bonus episode for it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You guys voted. American Hustle Life. We are going to do the bonus episode on that topic.
It was really close to Would You Rather. Would You Rather Part 2, which makes me feel like we should just do it because that was such a fun episode to actually do. But American Hustle Life, it has been super fun. We've FaceTimed for all of the episodes and reacted live to each other. It's been a lot of fun and I really am excited to talk about it because it's something that, you know, it's, you know, one of those things where it's, I'm surprised we haven't talked about it until now.
Yeah. And really, I just, it's crazy that we've been a fan of them for so long. And I mean, so many people have asked us to talk about American Hustle Life and we personally have just never went and looked it up and watched it. So it's been really fun doing that. And we're excited to share this bonus episode with you guys coming in soon. Don't know when, but soon. But if you are excited to hear us talk about all of that, then you are in the right place. So today we're going to be talking about BTS World as well as the music videos for Heartbeat. But before we get into it, we have to thank you wonderful, amazing ARMYs for being here and for supporting us. If you're a fan of the show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about the podcast or by writing a review on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on. And then if you want to go above and beyond and show us some extra support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTSpodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. We're glad you all are here listening and we're super excited to do this episode.
Yeah, this is going to be a really fun one. So let's get into our content of the week. I feel like my content of the week is like the same fucking thing every week. But this week, you know, I'm on Twitter all the time. And so my content is general stuff from Twitter. But also the first time that I saw this was when Skylar sent it to us in a group chat, was pictures side by side of Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid and Jimin. I love it so much. He is such a prince and I could totally see Jimin being a Prince Eric.
Oh, you know, he would be perfect. He's such a little prince and black hair Jimin really fits like just the appeal of Prince Eric.
The whole aesthetic and you know, the other thing that's really been killing me this week, but what is different, what's new, is Namjoon's thighs. I don't know why. Just
every week.
I mean, I do know why, but it's
if it's not the content of the week, it's like in your little phrase at the beginning of the episode.
The content of my life. Just a disclaimer in case you guys have forgotten since last week when I mentioned it, Namjoon still has thighs. But like they've been really prevalent on my Twitter feed, like all of these posts about like his thighs, I mean, ridiculous amounts and like threads. And so it's just been more in the forefront of my mind than maybe usual.
So what I really loved about you mentioning Namjoon's thigh is from the first night in Japan for their Speak Yourself concert, they ended up like taking a picture at the end, like they always do with like the signs that they had for that night. And I had sent you Taehyung because, like, Jungkook was lying on Taehyung's lap and, like, holding Taehyung's hand. It was so cute. And I sent you that. And then, like, you reacted to Taehyung and everything. And then, like, 10 minutes later, you're like, I'm seriously upset that I did not notice Namjoon's thighs until now in that picture because his thighs are completely out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those, you said something like, he's so fit, but he's thick. And so I do. I find that very attractive. And yeah, I really was appalled at my behavior that I didn't notice.
My content of the week has been the Spotify playlist for the BTS members. And I remember when this had come out, when they made these playlists, it was back when like Mic Drop Remix came out or just Mic Drop. And I really loved like getting to hear what music that they're listening to, but they never updated it after that. So it was like that for a year, pretty much. And then recently they uploaded new music. They all updated their playlists. And so over the past couple of days, I've just been listening to their playlists on Spotify, and it's been really fun to do.
Yeah, I haven't listened to them at all yet, but I was asking you, I knew that you were listening to them, and I was like, mm-hmm. How are they? How are you enjoying them? And you seem to be really enjoying them. You said Yoongi's was your favorite so far. Did that change?
Yeah, I'd say Yoongi's has been my favorite. Namjoon's is up there, though. Mm-hmm. RM's playlist is pretty good. RM's sure. playlist has a little bit of a lo-fi feel to it. Yoongi's right is up your alley. Super chill, like really chill, just really kind of like hip-hop music, but mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed listening to it.
Wow, that's interesting because hip-hop music is not like...
Jimin's playlist was really good, too. Really? Jimin's was really good. I was impressed. I was a little disappointed with Jin's, but that's okay. We have different tastes. That's okay.
Well, I need to give them a listen. And mm-hmm. obviously anybody who's listening and haven't listened to these Spotify playlists, you're suggesting mm-hmm. they should
Oh, definitely. Listen. Yeah, yeah, it's fun to do.
Cool. So we are going to get into the main meat of this episode.
Yeah.
So BTS the first thing world. That we're talking about, yeah, BTS World. Yeah. If you don't know, BTS World is an app released that basically, okay, so let me just tell you the premise, okay? Mm-hmm. So here's the premise of this story. You're on your way to a BTS concert in like 2019. You have your ticket in your hands, and on the ticket, you see all seven of them pictured, and something cosmic happens, and you're looking at the ticket and all of the members' pictures kind of like erase off of it. And suddenly you're transported back to the same day, except it's 2012. Mm-hmm. You see a sign for a Runch Rhonda performance and you're like, what? Why is there a solo Runch Rhonda performance? And just nothing's making sense. Mm-hmm. So through a short series of events, you learn that you are a new hire at Big Hit Entertainment, charged with taking over as the manager. And like right when you're hired, the person who is like your boss is like, okay, this is my last day. Have fun figuring it out.
Yeah. Like I'm giving you no sort of instruction, nothing to follow. You just kind of have to figure it out.
Yeah. And you as a character, you like still are grappling and coming to terms with the fact that it's 2012 and trying mm-hmm. to understand what even the fuck is going on. Mm-hmm. So you surmise that it's your job to find all of the members of BTS and convince them to leave their other plans behind to join the group. And then from there, you have to level up their skills and do well at challenges or events such as picking out a dorm, recording in the studio, having a live performance to proceed throughout the story.
Mm-hmm. So basically, your destiny is to bring BTS together. Like you go back right. to 2012, find them, have them gain the skills and whatnot to like basically develop and bring about BTS as we know
and
them
I
today.
Guess, yeah, and I guess, yeah, finish up to where they are today in 2019 and get back mm-hmm. to that point. Yeah. So something interesting about this game is that they have that whole story and then they have this, once you get past like chapter one, they have this thing called another story. So for another story, it's each one of the members of BTS, but they have completely like their own different world, like their own different timeline of who they are and what they do. And you kind of find them in this another story.
Yeah. It's like their alternative lives if they weren't in BTS, like right. just imagining where they would be now if BTS did not exist.
Mm-hmm.
So all of them have pretty interesting like paths that they take as if BTS didn't exist, but it's also like played off kind of reality, like their past and where they came from and potentially where they could have gone.
Right.
So we're just going to go through real quickly each member and kind of where they are in this another story. So Namjoon is a mystery loving student who dreams of becoming a novelist. One day he gets entangled in a serious caper, not a detective story, but the real deal. Will you help Namjoon solve this case? So these are like the little snippets that they have in the in the game, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So what they say about Jin is they say, Sok Jin is an earnest yet bumbling hotel intern with dreams of being the greatest hotelier. One day he receives a golden opportunity, but is it more than he bargained for? Will you help Sok Jin overcome his obstacle?
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. I love how they end them with like questions at the end. Like, can you help them?
Yeah, because you're, and we'll talk about this a little bit further on, but like you are the person who, like, you go find them, you seek them out because you just want to know what they're doing, you know, like where they're at and what they're like if they're not in BTS, and you insert yourself into their storyline and you end up, you know, helping them in all different ways.
Yeah. So here's what they say about Yoongi. Yoongi is a musical genius who is one of the top students in the piano major. However, even perfect Yoongi has a secret to hide. Will you be able to help Yoongi overcome his fears and achieve his dream?
So then for Hoseok, they say Hoseok is a veterinary medicine student who cares deeply for animals, but he has a problem that can't be solved with wits alone. Will you help Hoseok figure things out and find his path?
So for Jimin, Jimin is an amateur dancer who lives with his grandmother, the owner of a rice cake shop. The time has finally come for Jimin to decide which path to take. Will you help Jimin figure it out? Also, it's storming here, so you might hear some like thunder in the background.
Okay. Taeyong's, his story is, city boy Taeyong's been summoned back to the countryside for summer break. As he plods through his chores on the farm, he's struck with sudden inspiration. Will you help Taeyong achieve his goal?
And then lastly for Jungkook. Jungkook is a talented high school student who's good at everything he tries. What he really wants to do, however, is Taekwondo. Will you help Jungkook follow his Taekwondo dreams?
So like, yeah, as you play the another story, and they, I think there's like six chapters for the each member for their story and another story. As you play through that, you kind of unfold what like Namjoon's serious caper is and what, you know, Yoongi's secret to hide is. And it's kind of cool. And it's definitely things that you could like see conceivably them kind of getting into, or like with their personality of what we assume to be their personality and what we like, understand
is
about
working
them
on the farm, and he has a sudden inspiration. Like, I'm curious what that is, but all of these kind of like alternate storylines are somehow actually a part of them, or ways that they could have gone. Except for Hobie, I find that one very interesting, the veterinarian.
Yeah, because like, I don't...
That one kind of took me by surprise, I suppose.
Yeah, for, I think so too. And I just think that's because we think about his past before BTS as being a street dancer and like being so into the dance community that we couldn't imagine him being a veterinary student. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just curious where that idea came from. And then... Yeah, because like Jimin, he's like even an amateur dancer in his, or Taeyong's on a farm. Jungkook, he's has done quite Taekwondo. So like all of them seem pretty realistic, but Hobie's was the one that was the most surprising to
me. So if you guys listening know what that connection for Hobie is, let us know, because like I also thought
maybe
it's
we're
cute.
Just like dumb. And we just don't know
just,
something
like,
about
totally
his past.
Totally forgetting something. Yeah. Yeah. Because I love like Jimin, his grandma's the owner of the rice cake shop, and like one of his nicknames is like rice cake. And I just think that that's like super cute and a whole other connection. And you're right, like Taeyong has said like he would have been a farmer, and
Yoongi is still going with his piano, and like he's one of the best students.
Yeah, it's so
interesting.
Very interesting.
But what we want to share really is our experience of the game so far, because there are many likes and dislikes to the game. And we just kind of want to share our overall thoughts of the game and how we've been playing it and kind of our thoughts on it.
Yeah.
So we'll start with likes. We have to say that probably for both of us, one of the main things that we love about this new game is all of the great music that has come with it.
Yes.
This like soundtrack. Like we've gotten so many terrific songs from it, including Dream Glow, Brand New Day, All Night, Heartbeat, all of it. Like,
yeah,
they're just not ordinary songs. Like they're all really fucking good.
Really good songs. And what I love is when you're playing the game, if you have the sound on your phone, it will automatically, like whichever member you're on or whatever, it will play like their part of that song. Like if I'm in another story and I'm playing Yoongi's part, it'll play his part from All Night. And I really enjoy that because I love these songs. So it's kind of like a little extra thing that you get for playing as you get to listen to these songs the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And also, pro tip, I looked it up and you can download the entire soundtrack on Apple Music and Spotify. And just something that I saw on Twitter earlier today, you guys might want to make sure to download this album because it is technically like it might, even though it's a soundtrack, it might be counted as an album. And people were talking about like them not being able to break like the albums at number one record because this would like kill their streak, basically.
I did not know that.
So I don't know if that's true, but like if they put out, you know, people are expecting them to put out more music this year. And so if they want to get three number one albums in 2019, and this counts as one, we're not going
to
make it.
That goal is insanity to me, but I think it's doable. For BTS, but I just think that's insane to accomplish that. But I have already downloaded it on Spotify, and I don't download many albums, like full albums from Spotify. So, but this one is just really terrific. Like Brand New Day, Dream Glow, and All Night, all three of them, plus Heartbeat. Like they're all just way too good. For me, it's just, I'm surprised it was released for a game. I can't get over that. So I feel like it's not taken as seriously, but the music itself is like so incredible. Like that's my favorite part of it, really. Like I like the game, but the music that came with it is just like a blessing.
And on the soundtrack, there's like instrumentals on there. There's a whole other track on the soundtrack that is sung by a different artist in entirety, not even a BTS member, but it's played over one of the video clips, like as you're playing the game. And I was like, oh my gosh, this song is so good. Who sings this? Like, where can I listen to it? And that's how I found the entire soundtrack. And so I downloaded it on Apple Music. You got it on Spotify. So everybody else do your part. Download it. Yeah. Listen to it. It's really good.
I mean, we're all about having BTS win all these different, you know, different awards and just holding all these records. Why not?
Right. So what I really like about the game is that I just think in general, it's super fun to imagine yourself as BTS's manager. I particularly love the text messaging back and forth. Like you'll be playing or you'll get like a certain card and it'll lead you to get a text message from a member or it'll prompt you to text a member. And even though it's all fake and automated, I do think that they did a good job of portraying like how the members would actually reply, especially I really felt this way, texting, quote unquote, texting with Taeyang. I just felt like the way that he spoke and the things that he said were very Taeyang-y.
They did a really good job with it. And you kind of disagreed with me a little bit. I wouldn't say disagree, but I felt when I was playing it that the members kind of flirt with you, like a little bit, maybe.
They do. I wasn't disagreeing.
Okay. And to me it's a little funny, but it's also like, I love this because it's a little fanficky. Like you feel the warmth of Yoongi's hand on your wrist. Like I just, it's that kind of stuff that is just, it's really cute. It's really fun. Like I just love the imagination of you, like knowing BTS and interacting with BTS on a daily basis.
For me, the flirting is a little weird because I'm just thinking about the game. Like, we're supposed to be their manager, but like knowing who's playing the game is like all these armies. So I think it's like, it's fun. It's cute. You're right. It is a little fanficky. Yeah. But to me, it's a little weird, but I don't like dislike it. It's fun. And it's something that you kind of expect to get from a game like this.
Mm-hmm. To me, it's a little funny. Like, yeah, when some of the things that they say, I'm like, okay,
it's a
like
cheesy. I can see.
Yeah, it's cheesy. Like, I could see why, you know, people playing might enjoy like reading this or whatever, but it's cute. I like it. Yeah. Something that I already kind of said just before when we were talking about another story is just how their true stories correlate to these fictional stories that they made for the game. Like, I think that, and the whole premise of the game is just really cool. I thought it was special how they went about making it for Army and like encouraging us to want to play it, because we see the reality brought into it. Like, the things that have actually happened to them or their past being brought into it. Yeah. And then also like you just being a manager for them, like that's a dream. So I think that is why the game is fun.
Yeah, for sure. I think like when you're playing the regular BTS story part, you definitely get to see them struggle with things that they actually struggled with and, you know, go through quarrels and, you know, situations that they actually went through and had to deal with and figure out. And, you know, this time around, you're there to help them figure it out. And there's also a few, I don't know, kind of like Easter eggy things put in this game that are kind of like only you as the manager, who is also from 2019, transported back to 2012, like that you're going to understand and get because you know where they've been. I think that kind of premise is very cool.
Yeah, definitely.
The other thing that I really like is just all of the different cards. So basically, if you don't play the game, the way that you progress through the story is by using different members' cards that have all different levels, like empathy, passion, stamina, and wisdom. And you have to play a certain card that's going to add up to a certain amount to pass the level. Each level has like, oh, you have to have like 5,000 points to pass it, and your card is going to add up to a certain amount. So what I like is just all the work that they put into these different cards, because there's like, I think there's like 350 of them. And right now I have like 70 something. And when I scroll through all the cards I have, it's a lot. They're all different. There's like different star levels, like 1 through 5, and they all have different names, which I think is very cool. I think like they themed them, and so they'll have like a different background and a different kind of like concept. It's almost like different concept photos. So I just thought that's very cool. And just not only the amount of work that like developers put into this game, but like that BTS put into being part of this game being made, like all of the photo shoots they did, all of the different little videos they filmed, just very cool, the work that went into it.
Yeah. Maybe I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but in Heartbeat, the music video, you can see them practicing in the studio during one part, and you can see the outfits that they're wearing, and they're the outfits that like a lot of the dialogue portions of the game, where like Namjoon is talking to you or Yoongi's talking to you, it's the exact same outfit. So you can tell that they like not only were practicing in the studio in these outfits, but they also did like a photo shoot for the game, and just like you can see that there's a lot of extra work that goes into it.
Yeah.
Everything that they had to do to make this game possible. And then like I'm just curious, like the people at Big Hit just making this game, because this game is like, to me, complex. Like,
it's a complex game.
There's a lot of elements to it, which kind of leads me into dislikes. Is that okay?
For sure. Yeah, no, that is 100% where I was thinking.
Yeah. So there's a lot of moving parts that have to be maintained in order to be successful in this game. Things like agency tasks, member affinity levels, leveling up cards, exchanging cards, giving gifts to other members, having enough wings in order to play a challenge, getting lucky with like drawing new cards. There's just so many elements to it that makes it really, there's so many things that you have to keep up with and know and be smart about in order to be successful in this game.
I think the key word is be smart about, because you have to be like logical and you have to plan out how you're going to like disperse your leveling up stuff, like which cards you're going to level up and whatever. And that can really affect like your ability to progress. And in my experience, so I've played this game a lot more than you at this point, just because of that sounded rude the way that I said it, but
no, it's not rude because you have. Guys, I feel really terrible. I'm really busy. Kayla, you're busy too, but like
no, I'm not. I'm on summer break. I'm not doing anything. That's why I'm playing this game.
I've found it very challenging to make time to play this game. So I have played it. I'm only in the first level, which is terrible. The first chapter, I don't even know what to call it. That's how new I am to it.
Yeah.
Like chapter. I've just collected all of them together and I'm like doing more missions, but like that's about where I'm at, which is terrible. I still support BTS. I downloaded the game. I've played it, but like you've definitely had more experience with it than I have. Well, also, I just don't play games. I don't really play games very often.
You're not a game on your phone person. And let's just address this while you're on the topic of you feeling bad for not playing it and feeling pressured into that you have to play it. And I think that that's unfair. I do get that. Like, I think a lot of people can connect with this as like the army guilt of thinking like, I'm not doing enough. I'm not supporting them enough. I'm not keeping up with them enough or whatever. And especially when everybody on Twitter, everybody on Instagram is talking about playing BTS World, it's gotta make you feel bad for not playing it. But I say
I feel a little left out because people are so far in the game, but to me it's overwhelming. I feel overwhelmed with it, and the overwhelmment is enough to make me not want to play it because it's just like too much coming at me.
A lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So I don't think you should feel bad for not playing it. And I don't think that anybody would or should shame you. And if they do, fuck them. Like, it's just stupid. It's a game, you know, like,
yeah,
but
it's just not one of my interests. And I think that when Big Hit went about making this game is that they knew they definitely know their target market. That's for sure. But with the game, they're hitting a specific part of their target market that I am not exactly in the loop of. Like, I don't feel like I overlap with that, which is fine. And I'm sure there are many armies out there who don't. So I guess I'm saying that I don't really necessarily feel guilty about it, but I do to some extent just because I have seen so much like on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, and it sucks to kind of like feel left out, you know?
Yeah.
But I would not be playing this game as much as I am if I weren't on summer break. So I just want to say, like, for my dislikes about this game, it's quite difficult to pass challenges and chapters. To pass chapter 3, I had to go back and do all of chapter 1 and 2 again just to have like enough experience to be able to have like enough like power-ups to like raise the level of my cards so that way they could actually pass like the first level on chapter 3. I'm currently stuck on chapter 4 and losing desire to continue, which sucks because the reason why I keep playing, which is so stupid because we're here in present day 2019, is because I want to see how it ends when I know how it ends. Yeah. I want to be part of it as their manager to take them there to where I know that they end up, you know? And the other qualm that I have is I can't even get past the first chapter in the another story part for most members, which is super frustrating. Because you kind of like need to pass those to like have enough stuff to do with the regular one, whatever. So I was thinking when I was being annoyed with this is that maybe this is the point, like maybe Big Hit is tired of armies, you know, sitting in their armchairs or like behind their screen saying what should have been done in certain situations. So they're just like, okay, here you do it. Here you do it. If you think it's so easy.
That's kind of an interesting point for you to make. I must not have read this in the doc because I didn't know that you had this thought prior to recording.
I mean, I doubt that they were like, we're going to make this game super hard so that way they know how hard it is. But like, you know, I think that they made it difficult because I think it for sure was difficult to get them to where they are today. But
that's a good point. Yeah. I mean, it's true. To get where they are now, it took a lot of expertise and a lot of different things to be as successful as they are now in today's world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My other kind of dislike, which I already kind of mentioned, was with the Another Story, how you kind of insert yourself into their lives. For some members, it's questionable, to say the least. For some, it's kind of like it doesn't really tell you how you found out where they are or what they're doing or whatever. But like, let me just tell you, like for Taeyong, you follow him, you see him get on a bus and you get on the bus and you follow him out to the countryside from Seoul and he gets off and you get off. Like you follow him.
Have you talked to him prior to that?
No, you hadn't talked to him. So I would say that the means that like your playing character uses to be close and talk to and interact with some of the members is questionable to say the least and would definitely be considered sasaeng behavior in some situations.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I could see that, but I also could see that like Big Hit and the people who made this game, like having to make an elaborate story for each and every member for a reason why you would be going with them would take a lot of time.
Yeah.
Considering that they have already like done so much for the game itself, like all the different cards, like you said, there was like 300 and something cards, like developing the challenges, developing like just the premise of the game and where it's going to end and how it starts and this like alternate story or another story. Like I feel that maybe they just didn't have the time to like make it more realistic.
That's
just the arguing side.
No, but like that makes total sense. And I did appreciate like you get right into it with the Another Story, which is nice because it was kind of like, what are they going to have me click through, you know, eight stories of me trying to find them? That would be pretty boring. So
yeah,
I do get that.
Yeah. It's just kind of like a quick way to put you there to get to see their Another Story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But overall, it's a good game. A point of shame for me is that I actually spent $20 real on it at one time.
But I don't think you're the only one.
No fucking way. I needed some more jewels, some more purple diamonds, because I was going to buy all of these cards that are like 3-star to 5-star to be really good cards. And I got a few new ones and then I got a bunch of repeats. So it wasn't even fucking worth it. Don't spend your money on it. Don't do it. I felt so stupid after doing
that. That also could be why the game is so hard. I feel terrible saying this, but like this is a way for Big Hit at BTS to make money and profit.
And who's largely playing this game and going to stick with it are young people, you know, and obsessed people like me. But like, you know, people
all
who are susceptible to people who are susceptible to spending, you know, $2 here, $5 there, you know, whatever, because their parents' debit card is linked on their Apple account or whatever. And so, you know, and I just think that's really dangerous. And that was something that I thought about too. It was like, they're making a butt ton of money off of this and it kind of sucks because it's really difficult. And who's playing this game? Like all of their fans. So they're kind of profiting off of us majorly struggling on this
our
game.
Passion to, to want to play this game because it's
and
BTS.
Connect with them.
Man. But I hate that I brought that up, but like it's something that's been on the back of my mind with it. Just like the how they're profiting off of it, even though it's a
super
free game.
True. Yeah.
But they are profiting off of it. And I've just seen on like Twitter, like people tweet out saying, okay, I can't be the only one. Who else has like spent money on this freaking game? And like everyone's raising their hands like guilty. I've done
it. Right.
But in general, like there's a lot of perks to the game. There's things that we don't like about the game. Mm-hmm. Definitely for me, the biggest thing is all the music, the wonderful, beautiful music that has come from it.
Yeah. If I never touched the game again, I would listen to Dream Glow, Brand New Day, All Night, and Heartbeat on repeat for the rest of my life. Like still, they're so good.
Mm-hmm. They all are very terrific. And I'll continue to play the game, even though I'm not very far. But I will still probably touch back on it every now and then to kind of just play along and have fun with it. It is fun to an extent.
It is fun. I'll keep struggling through. I just want to get to the end of the BTS story. I don't even care about the another story. I didn't even want to play it. I just wanted the main story. I just wanted it. So I'll get through the end of there if I can. And, you know, I won't spend any more money on it, though.
So going off of that, let's get into Heartbeat.
Okay, so some background info. Heartbeat was released on BTS World Official on June 28th. Why they need a whole other YouTube channel for this game, I don't know, but they got one.
It was a little extravagant, but whatever. I couldn't help but to notice, because when you look up a new music video, you're looking for that like big hit official. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there's just people who would put out random shit. And then this one, I was like, oh, there wasn't a big hit official. It's this BTS World Official. I'm like, of course, they had to make a whole freaking new YouTube page for this game.
But we actually got to watch this for the first time when we were together, when Jordan and I were there visiting you.
Yeah.
And just a little info, because it was so fun and funny. Like, Corey was like in the kitchen, like doing the dishes, cleaning up. Jordan was like sitting at the table, getting basketball updates on his phone, and you and I are sitting in there with like two glasses of wine, the lights off, just playing BTS. And then you see, oh my god, there's this new music video, Heartbeat. Like, we hadn't watched it, and we just flipped out. It's like, I mean, it had to have at least been like 10 p.m., right?
And it was late at night.
And we were screaming, like
yelling. And it was maybe like a Thursday night or something. Well, no, you were here on Friday, but it was probably like Friday or Saturday night when this happened. Yeah. But it was really fun and special because we're never together anymore. It's really heartbreaking.
And we never get to experience like something of BTS for the first time together anymore.
Exactly.
Which was like something we got really spoiled on. So this was incredible.
It was a little treat for us.
Yeah.
So when we pulled it up and we watched it together, we absolutely freaked out. Like, we really did flip out. Mm-hmm. More so than I think if we were to have been separate. Like, we were feeding off of each other and we were just like, we love them. Every time we got like a little clip of them in this like alternate story or another story, like we're like, oh, like, yeah, like the game and all this other stuff. And yeah, it was really fun. It was really special.
Right. So we're just going to kind of talk through this briefly. We're not going to spend a ton of time on these music videos, like how we have done with music videos in the past, like going through member by member. It's just not necessary, because a lot, especially in Heartbeat, a lot of what you see in Heartbeat, you can see in the app, in the game as well. We're just going to kind of talk about like some of our must talk about moments or our fangirl moments. Firstly, we cannot believe that the song was made for a game, for an app. I mean, it's incredible, and it's not gonna get the attention that it deserves, because it's not like on an album. It's
like not an official album or like a comeback of some sort. So it's not getting as much attention. But when you listen to it, it's like all the production that went into it, the lyrics that went into it, the actual filming that went into it. It's like just like anything else that BTS produces. So like, I feel like it's getting neglected when it shouldn't.
But it's so high quality. Like you said, the lyrics are beautiful. And throughout the entire song, the production is incredible. And all of them sound incredible. So at the beginning of this video, there's words that flash across the screen that says, "If you were not there then, would we, who were just like a lonely island, shine as bright as now?" So this is like already setting it up. Like, this song, I think a lot of songs you and I can argue, oh, this song is like for ARMY, or like this song is BTS talking to themselves internally or whatever. But this is one of those songs that I'm like, this is 100%, I feel like, them singing like to ARMY, because it's for this BTS World app, which is like,
I think it's for ARMY. And I think when they recorded this song and when they were writing the song, they really did think about their fate and where they have gone and what could have been if things didn't align the way that they did. So we're gonna go through like member by member just a little bit, and like kind of what they're feeling in their scenes during this music video. So
right,
for Taeyang,
kind of like what we interpreted.
Yeah, what we interpreted. So Taeyang, like, he is kind of walking through the farmland. Like, he, you know, his another story has been explained in the game. But what he's doing is he's, like, looking around. He's really pondering something. Like, he has this moment where he is walking and he's thinking. But then he looks over his shoulder and he's wearing a cute little hat that has, like, a chin strap underneath it. And he just smiles. And, like, in his storyline, they said something like he has some sort of inspiration mm-hmm. while he is working on the farm. So for me, that was that moment where he's looking over his shoulder and he smiles. And you don't really know what he's smiling about, but he's kind of having, like, an epiphany. And so what we kind of gathered from it is, like, how we interpreted it was maybe from all the hard work that he's had to do on the farm, that he's gaining some sort of, like, introspective or, like, some perspective on life or things, like he's maturing a little bit or appreciating more, like having to work for things, not getting that instant gratification or having things easily accessible.
Right.
And so that's kind of what I gathered from it, which I think a lot of people would gather from like working on a farm when mm-hmm. maybe not exactly having to expect to work that hard over summer.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. just like some of his backstory, like his parents left to go on vacation and he was left to take care of this farm. And he had been mm-hmm. like in Seoul for years and years going to school and hadn't been home in a really long time. So I feel like this is something that relates to him and his own personal development in real life too, is just mm-hmm. becoming more mature and gaining perspective about like what he said during the festa, is like that he used to just care about what made him happy, and the biggest change is now what makes him happy is everybody else being happy.
Yeah.
And you know, you wonder if that's kind of what he is, what mm-hmm. the epiphany that he's kind of having mm-hmm. in this moment.
Yeah. So then for Jungkook in this music video, we see a lot of him like doing Taekwondo, and like he's in like a studio where they practice Taekwondo, but he looks really frustrated while he's doing it. Mm-hmm. And so what we've heard from his story is that he's aspiring to do Taekwondo, that he's good at many things, but his real passion is with Taekwondo. Mm-hmm. So there is some sort of conflict while he's doing this. And I have not played the game enough to really fully understand. And I think Kayla, you to an extent don't fully understand.
But
is
I
that
haven't,
it? Okay.
Yeah, but I haven't really gotten any further than that in his story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's like an alternate kind of scene of him where he's wearing like a black face mask and he's like outside and there's people around him and he's in all black and he kind of just is like looking around. But I it's hard for me to interpret it because I'm not far enough in the game to fully understand.
Yeah.
But like you said, like he's injured. So maybe he's just thinking about where else to go, or I don't know.
It's almost like, okay, so I know that he was injured, so he couldn't really, or felt like he couldn't play Taekwondo. And I don't know, I skipped through his story pretty quickly, but I thought that it was something about like him getting in a fight or something like that. So I could see like him, his character, like seeking out like something else to do if he can't mm-hmm. do Taekwondo to like get his frustration out. But mm-hmm. really the feeling that we got from him was like conflict, like yeah. deep confliction with what he's mm-hmm. doing. Mm-hmm. So we also got some of that going on with Jimin too. What really struck us about Jimin's moments was this one particular moment. He's in the bakery, like in the back making rice cake, and he has this super complex expression while he's kind of holding on to something. You can't tell what it is. It's cut off, but mm-hmm. like maybe like a big wooden paddle or spatula or something. But he just kind of like looks deeply and strangely a little bit like he's making a very important decision. And we know that his character is kind of struggling with like, do I stay? Do I help my grandma run this rice mm-hmm. cake shop that she's done, you know, that she's devoted her whole life to? Or do I follow my dreams of dancing and I think like he knows that she'll be supportive no matter what, yeah. but he still doesn't know what to do. And
he looks decisive and he looks determined. That's the best sure. way to put it. And when he even transitions into him dancing and practicing dance, like he still has that continued determination look that he has on his face, like that same kind of expression.
Mm-hmm. Very passionate. Mm-hmm. So Jin, we also get some of that determined looking. Overall, in Jin's little clips, he looks determined, prepared, and professional as he is mm-hmm. stepping up to be a master hotelier. He like mm-hmm. demands his father to let him, you know, take the reins. So he's really trying to prove himself and he really wants this. It's not just him doing it because he doesn't have anything better to do. Like he really wants it and he knows he'd be good at it. And he like loves the people that like mm-hmm. stay in the hotel. But there's some other like conflict or something going on with Jin because we see him later on like mm-hmm. running out onto a beach and kind of just like looking around, maybe not like exasperatedly, but definitely looking lost. And, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. I don't know if he's looking for something or, you know, what he's doing, but yeah, definitely some sure. conflict. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I have to mention about Namjoon is that during this video, his character is running around in like this leather moto jacket,
leather.
So looks fucking
really good on him.
Sexy
in the rain, in the freaking rain.
And not only is he running around looking incredible, but you can imagine him as your detective hero because mm-hmm. I know from his storyline that he is searching for this young girl that, you know, you and him have become friends with as you mm-hmm. Take care of this stray cat with her. And something happens. I haven't gotten to that point, but something happens and she's missing. And I think I've implied that I think that's what he's kind of like distraughtly searching all over the place for. So he just looks incredible. And yeah. I hate to boil it down to, wow, Namjoon looks so fucking good in this. But like, really, that's what but was going through my head.
He yeah, does. Yeah, the leather. We can't yeah. get past the leather.
We can't.
In the rain. Distraught.
Searching.
For Hobie, our sunshine, he's absolutely glowing with honey skin and golden hair in yes. this music video. Like he looks so incredibly pristine and clear. But for him, he's like playing with animals and like, wow, that is such a gift. Like seeing him with these little puppies, like it's just too soft. But there is a point where you kind of see what Hobie's going through in his storyline. We see these like surgery lights that beam onto his face and where he, in contrast to where he was with these puppies and he was so happy and cheerful when he's in this like other setting with the surgery lights, it looks like he's dreading what is to come. Mm-hmm. We don't know if he's like operating on an animal or he's worried about maybe saving the animals or something like that, but something that like he has some sort of conflict going on too with what he does for a living.
Yeah.
Then for Yoongi, he is like playing piano in this really beautiful room with all of these people standing around listening to him, enjoying themselves and enjoying the music that he's playing. But the way that he kind of ends the song, it looks like he's, you know, the storyline better than yeah. I do. But for me, when I was watching it, he almost looked like this isn't where he wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wants to be somewhere else. And
it's possible.
To me, I haven't like gotten to that point, passion. You know? Yeah. It looked like he was lacking passion for me.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely get that. Like in the clips in this video, the way that his fingers kind of drag off of the piano keys at the end kind of seem like, yeah, where's the passion there? But in mm-hmm. his storyline, from where I am so far and not very far, but he's just very nervous. And they say like whenever anyone talks to him or mentions his name, like his face flushes red and he can't talk or doesn't really say anything, which, you know, I don't know how closely that, you know, goes along with yeah. his real personality. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the point. I don't think that's the point. But yeah, definitely like nervousness going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. But overall, they all look really stunning and beautiful in each of their little shots that we get throughout the music video. Mm-hmm. This, like, another story that we see before things get real intense in the middle of the music video.
So overall, in this video, we see them in each of their own world, and we love seeing them in their own world because it's mm-hmm. interesting just to think about what might have been if BTS hadn't formed. And I think for you and I, it's something that we do all the time on our own. Like, you and I have mm-hmm. questioned what if, like, we talk about, it's incredible that these seven men were all, you know, growing up in Korea, all had the, you know, abilities, all had these little moments happen in their lives to bring them to Big Hit and to form this group, and how incredible and, like, once in a lifetime something like this happens where this group is this good and deserves this much, you know, promotion and attention because of their just pure talent and abilities. And so it's cool to kind of think about what if they weren't, which is what this video is showing us so far. It's just cool to see it represented in music video format. But as the video progresses, kind of hits this climactic moment, and we see seven worlds colliding. So this is how this happens. It begins with BTS in the center, like on a stage surrounded by army bombs. It's not like a world right there. It's just like BTS on a stage. Surrounded by army bombs, the camera zooms way out and we see an entire galaxy. We don't see a planet or anything at this time, but it's just a whole galaxy, and we see like a beam of light come from that center of the galaxy where BTS had been standing. So after that, we see like a flashing of like seven planets lined up. So obviously we can imply that those seven planets are like each of the seven members. Which in this imagery, it's when I'm playing the game, I'm kind of thinking like, oh, they, you know, they all are in the same reality. They're just living different lives. But in this music video, it makes it seem like not only are they not BTS, they're also living on their own separate reality and separate planet. You know, like Jimin totally is on his separate own world. They exist on those worlds too, but not as the same people in the storylines that the video is showing. So that's pretty interesting.
Something that really stuck out to me during this like climactic moment of the music video is like you see Jin out on like a balcony looking out in the sky, and you see a whale in the sky, which I think is very symbolic because we've seen whale come up repetitively, especially I think of Namjoon when I think of whale, but also like whale in 52 and the symbolism that goes with that. This moment I just think is really cool because then we see Namjoon and Yoongi like colliding in their individual worlds. So it's like they're seeing each other, or like it's a deja vu. Like, I think there's a moment where Yoongi is playing piano and you see this other alternate universe where Namjoon and Yoongi collide, and in his own world, Yoongi playing the piano kind of like looks over to the side like he sees it, or he feels it.
Yeah.
Even though that's not what's happening in real time.
Some like it's cosmic connection.
Yeah. Like these planets are crashing together to ultimately create this bigger planet, BTS world.
BTS world. There it is.
Yeah. And that each of them seem to be connected in a way, and that they are destined or fated, and they are supposed to be together.
And I think the lyrics talk about that a lot too. Like, this is destiny, and, you know, like we are, you know, supposed to be together, and that's how we see all the planets. And it's cool because you can see like Jimin walking in his house with like in the sky is like a planet coming closer and closer as these cosmic forces work to bring them all back together. So it's almost like the reason why we flipped out in this when we watched this video for the first time was because I hadn't really played any of the Another Story on the BTS mm-hmm. World game yet. And so we didn't know.
I surely hadn't.
You definitely hadn't. So we didn't know any of these storylines. And about, yeah. I don't know, halfway through the video, I was like, oh my God, Bethany, what if they like all find each other anyways? Like, what if that's, and then that's when we were both like, no. And we flipped yeah. out and Corey was like, hey guys, it's a little loud.
Yeah. Always but, Corey. It's a little loud. I play music and he comes over to like the Bluetooth speaker and like tries to take it down like a couple levels subtly, but I see him doing it and he's like, I'm sorry, but it's a little loud.
Well, I mean, we yeah. were being loud, but it was just
we were
like,
very excited.
We were very, it was one of those moments that like we see it happening in the music video, like what if they do all come, and then the way the video ends with them all crashing together and like recombining. So even though yeah. they had these other lives and destinies, like in the end, ultimately they find their way together anyways. Yeah.
And at the very end of the music video, we see words written across the screen that say, see you there again, where we first met in 2012. I know. Cry. Tears. Cry. Down my cheeks.
Yeah. So before we kind of wrap up our conversation about BTS World and Heartbeat, I want to share a few comments that I saw in the comment section of Heartbeat that I just loved. So from I Like Unicorns and BTS, someone else might have said this before them, but this is the first comment that I saw that said this, mm-hmm. and it said, 7 men, 6 years together, 5 different places where they were born, 4 vocalists, 3 rappers, 2 sides of the story, 1 group that changed the world, 0 chance they will be forgotten. And I have chills. Yeah. Like,
0 chance that they will be forgotten. Them. I agree with that. And like, yeah. Yeah. It just all played out really well how they did that. I thought that was thoughtful. 1 group that changed the world.
Yes. The last comment I have is from Bangtan. Okay. They say, what a relief. Namjoon didn't go solo. Seokjin turned down a big company. Yoongi joined Hit It rap competition. Hoseok didn't quit. Jimin's teacher encouraged him to audition. Taeyong went to his friend's mm-hmm. audition. Jungkook met Namjoon. What a relief they have each other.
I love that. I love that comment because it relates back to like, what could have happened, you know, if these mm-hmm. things didn't happen, they wouldn't be where they are now. They wouldn't be the successful
yeah.
BTS group that they are today, internationally, yeah. worldwide.
Which is like the whole fucking theme of this yeah. song. So I just
perfect
love
comment.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love both of those. So for our final thoughts on Heartbeat, what I really love is just the connection to the game. And then also that like, alternate life, this like showing their lives what could have been if BTS didn't exist. And even though like this is what's so great about it is like even if BTS didn't exist, their fate just seems to overpower that, and then it's so strong that even in these alternate scenarios that could have happened, BTS still seemed to be connected in this cosmic way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we kind of like hope that if they, you know, didn't ever form BTS, that they would have found each other, mm-hmm. you know, because we feel like they make each other so happy, and the friendships that they have, the relationships that mm-hmm. they have are just, you know, so special. And
I say this
we definitely
all the time, but it's Beatles shit. It's Beatles shit.
Yeah.
They are like the rarity of all of them to have met and be brought into this one group. And to be yeah. this successful, like it's Beatles shit. Like they were all born in Liverpool,
so
and those 4 young boys all ended up being some of the best musicians of all time. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I have full body chills right now. Just so you know, Yeah, this entire concept of this music video mm-hmm. makes me so emotional, just along those lines that you're talking about mm-hmm. and keeps me coming back to the music video and keeps me listening to the song. Yeah. I keep listening to it. I keep singing it. It's one of those like ballads that you guys know I love mm-hmm. that makes me think about how much I love BTS, how much they love each other, how grateful we are mm-hmm. to have yeah. them. And it's just one of those special kind of reflective moments for me.
Definitely. I'm with you there. Yeah. Well, I'm really glad that we got to cover the game and cover the music video for Heartbeat. I think the game we really needed to talk about, I think we've gotten two different perspectives. What I love is that you really enjoy playing the game, that you've gotten to play it a fair amount, where I'm the army who's like, I've barely touched it and like I feel somewhat guilty for doing that, but at the same time it's like, you know, we shouldn't feel guilty for that. I'm glad that we really yeah. touched on that, because I think it's a lot of things that ARMY go through where it's like maybe mm-hmm. it's just not your cup of tea. Like I just am not a big gamer. When I was younger I was right. like, I liked playing computer games like Roller Coaster Tycoon, the best, but other than that, like I don't really play video games.
I think it's just really the growth that we've gone mm-hmm. through as ARMY to realize we don't have to love every single mm-hmm. thing that they do and partake in every single thing they do.
Yeah.
They do so much and we can just support them in our own way. Mm-hmm. No ARMY guilt here.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So you guys, if you liked this episode and if you liked any of our previous episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. You can write a review on whatever platform you listen on. You can tell people that you talk to on Stan Twitter, mm-hmm. on Instagram or whatever, your mutuals, tell them about it. If you like this, they'll probably like it
yeah.
too.
Also be looking for a bonus episode. I'm so excited. Like
yes.
I've
American Hustle
yeah,
Life.
Yeah, I love doing this episode, but in the back of my mind, I just keep thinking about American Hustle Life. I'm ready to record that episode. It's coming.
It's coming, yes. You guys. So thank you again for 300 reviews mm-hmm. on iTunes. What a milestone. We can't believe it.
Yeah.
You guys know if you keep writing reviews and we get to 400 reviews, then you'll get another bonus mm-hmm. episode. Bonus episodes just mean you'll get two episodes in 1 week. Who can complain about yeah. that? So if you haven't written a review yet, like really, it takes 2 minutes.
We really appreciate it.
You'll get a bonus episode.
We do. We really
appreciate it.
And that's why we love getting to do a bonus episode that you guys vote on. It's really special.
Yeah. Right. So be looking out for that. And we would love to hear feedback from you. So you can contact us with what you thought about this episode, your thoughts on Heartbeat and BTS World via email or on any of our social medias. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening. And thanks for standing BTS.